Good morning, everyone. I'm Jennifer, compulsive overeater. Really grateful to be here.
And I'm Stacy, compulsive, recovered bulimic, sugar addict, and compulsive overeater. We're going to kind of tag team because we are so comfortable together.
So, yeah, this is the session on the fear of sponsorship, and we were asked to do this talk, and it's going to be kind of just a back and forth. We're not going to, like, share our story or anything, and really leave a lot of time for questions and sharing and, like, what people's fears are, because there are, you know, there's the fears of becoming someone's sponsor, and then there's also the ongoing fear once you are a sponsor of, like, you know, what if something comes up that I don't know how to address? Or what if I'm struggling and I don't feel like I have experience, strength, and hope to share? So, you know, there's a lot of fears that, you know, people have. I've talked to different fellows about, like, why they're not sponsoring or what their fears are. And it's like, you know, like the idea of imposter syndrome, which, of course, you know, I can identify with that. Everybody, a lot of people can identify with that. And, like, who am I to help someone else? And, like, you know, I feel like, oh, I'm not at a healthy body weight. Like, why would anybody ask me to sponsor them? There's also, you know, worrying, like, if I can't be a good sponsor, you know, maybe I'm too busy at work, or maybe I need to do my own program. You know, what if the sponsee is struggling with something that I don't know how to deal with? So those are, you know, all the fears that I kind of came up with. I don't know if you have anything else for fears.
I'm not afeard of anything. Yeah. But my head is already in some of the solutions. I was just saying to Jen, you know, the way my disease works, which is like why we're all here. We have these really fantastic brains that try to kill us. Is there's the door to sponsorship, and like I'm sure there's 800, like it's Halloween time in there, 24/7, 365. Like bad stuff's gonna happen. So like to even go through the door, and then there's obviously commitment. So why would I ever go through that door? Probably, I don't know why, but my mind is stuck on, well, because you're kind of screwed if you don't. It's not an optional. It's not like a prize at the end, and now you're good, and you're going to be good and help other people. You're going to relapse and die. So that's why you want to go through the door. But hopefully, we'll talk about how, I mean, it's the best part of program. And I will I'll let Jen say it while I look up the I freaking love in working with others the 12-step promises. And I it's like my favorite thing. It would be a very long tattoo, very painful, but I would get it if it weren't. So I'll find it. And
So both things. Cuz also we don't do anything unless we're in a whole lot of pain. That's also I think a common trait, right? And the solution for pain used to be food, or not eating food, or throwing up food, or restricting food, or hating our bodies. So I got to have a solution for pain now, and I got to work with other people to get that solution and relive my miracle. That's how my sponsor talks about it. Well, who wouldn't want to relive their miracle? Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's great. And, you know, it is about carrying the message in step 12. And, you know, the spiritual principle of step 12 is service. And, you know, what better service than to be a sponsor? And, you know, I have something written in my big book that says, your problem will die of neglect if you stay busy in OA. So, like, I do a ton of service. Like, you know, I'm up here right now speaking, so I can't be thinking about food or how much I weigh or what, you know, what diet I want to go on that I know I can't go on. Like, I don't have time for that because I'm here with you guys doing service. And also, like, we don't have to sponsor alone. Like, this is a we program. So if I'm a sponsor, I have a sponsor. Like, Stacy was my sponsor for many years, and I could call her and say, I have this sponsee that is, you know, they call me, you know, a day late or an hour late, or they don't call me. Like, what do I do? Like, I don't have to figure it out all by myself, which is a big part of my disease, is I have to figure it out. Like, it's, you know, it's just food. I should figure it out. I should know how to be a sponsor on day one. But you don't know what's going to come up either with a sponsee, but maybe somebody else in program does know what will come up. Another thing that I wanted to talk about too, and I'm a big proponent of, is 12-day sponsorship. So how many of you are familiar with 12-day sponsorship? Yeah, and that's great. And, you know, it really started, like, that started in Australia and kind of started in the Pacific Northwest, and now it's spreading out in Region 1. But it's a great way to try out sponsorship. And I brought some of these Where Do I Start pamphlets that I got on the free table. If you haven't gone to the boutique, there's a free table. So I'm going to pass these around if anyone wants to take one of these to share with a newcomer. This is a great way. 12-day sponsorship is a great way to try out sponsoring. So I'll just start here and pass these out.
Yeah. And I can just
can you explain what 12-day sponsorship might mean?
Jennifer says that.
Yes. Thank you, Christy. That's a great suggestion. So somewhere, I can't remember where it is online, but probably on the Region 1 website, there's directions on how to do this, the 12-day sponsorship. And there's basically, there's 12 reading and writing exercises, and you just walk through this Where Do I Start pamphlet, and, you know, you talk to the sponsee, like, over the course of 12 days or maybe a few more days, and, like, me as the sponsor, I would call the sponsee. And it's a great way for a newcomer to get introduced to OA, learn about abstinence, learn, you know, some of the acronyms and some of the phrases and the sayings. And, you know, as somebody who's new to sponsorship, it's also a great way to try it out, you know, and it's low commitment. If, like, somebody's afraid of being a sponsor, you know, for the long term or for, you know, lots of time. So did you find that reading?
I did.
Okay.
I'm rethinking the tattoo. I was just thinking, you know, how we've all read in the big book where, you know, I was at Fred with the milk, and we all know he eats two sandwiches, which is actually where the problem starts. But this, it tells us we're going to relapse. If I'm a real compulsive over bulimic, and I've been here 36 years, I've been over 200 pounds, throwing up 5 times a day with a bleeding throat. I'm a convicted felon. I've done all kind. Not today. Today my life is, it's like Disneyland. Truly, I don't obsess about food most of the time, and I'm abstinent. But what I talk about is that failure to enlarge my spiritual life. So I have to go back to, like, I'm super selfish. I want to be alone. I'll help you if somebody's going to see. Like I have this friend that's like, she asked me, like, do you tip when nobody's looking? And I'm like, I'm putting a dollar in, and if they're making my coffee, and I'm like, well, I'm gonna take my dollar. So, like, that's where I come from. I will do things. I'll start strong, and then I'll be like, where's Stacy? I don't know. She died. You know, it's like that's where I come from, because I'm that kind of addict. But it says in here, if I fail to enlarge my spiritual life. And I don't do things preemptively either. I'm like, well, I don't know what they mean by that. I'm working really hard. Because I go back to the food and I relapse. And then I get a good sponsor. And the thing I wanted to say too, and Jen and I were talking about this, I'm in a sister program where I have no fucking boundaries. Is it okay if I cuss? Because it does kind of, okay. Because we're not being recorded. Jennifer, we're not supposed to cuss. Okay, now Stacy's back. What was I going to say? Okay, so this was huge for me. I got this sponsor, and there are no perfect sponsors. I love the saying, like, if you're waiting for Bill W. to come back, it's not going to happen. Bill's gone. And Lois is also gone, you know, I think, right? Or she's still here, but she's not available for you. This book, it tells us exactly, if we want to read the little chapter working with others, it's going to say anything that Jennifer and I could say. But again, I go back to, I don't want to relapse. I was dying. I was on the streets of San Francisco, wanted to put a gun to my head. I went to a crisis center. We have our stuff, right? I stopped weighing myself at 200 pounds. I didn't wear underwear. I didn't buy anything. I had one stretchy skirt. It only took 36 years to get this happy. I don't want to go back. And I've learned, because I did practice a lot going back, so I can tell you about that so you don't have to practice. Working with others, what one of my sponsors says, it's you're reintroduced to your miracle again. Right? So you don't have to just like, all right, I'm going to do the steps again with my sponsor. And if she's smart, she'll be like, no, move along, little butterfly. Call me if you're having a hard time. We can meet like once a month. You move along and give that to others, and then you will re-experience your miracle. And guess what? I'm sitting at home and I'm like, oh, these pants are a little tight cut. Did I dry them? Honey, did you get a new dryer? What's happening with this? Because I don't know. And now I can't go because my pants are too tight. Well, you know, what if I'm going to call you? What if you're my sponsee and you call me and you say, hey, I only threw up 3 times today. And also CPS took my kids because I leave them in the car when I'm at 7-Eleven, and also I'm 320, and I don't think OA is going to work. Do you think I'm going to give a shit about my pants after that? Like, oh my God, it'll work. It'll work. It worked for me. Here's what happened. Da-da-da. And then I'm like, I'm feeling like a fucking supermodel after that. Like, it's, of course, it's not all about that, but it's, I pass on the miracle and I remember this is a spiritual miracle. And then I'm basically saved. So it says, this is what I was going to read. So this is what we get, right? Because we want incentives. And, you know, if you don't want life to take on new meaning, I mean, cool. If you don't want to watch people recover, to see them help others, to watch loneliness vanish, to see a fellowship grow up about you, to have a host of friends. This is, that's an experience you could miss if you want, because I think I need to be perfect. I'm going to enter a relationship. I have no boundaries. How am I going to stop the train once I get on and I have to do it alone? That's not how it works. Like Jennifer said, you don't do it alone. You have a sponsor. They took you through. They say it's time to sponsor. My sponsor says after you've done your main first few amends, that's when you sponsor. Other programs say, I just heard a how thing about you sponsor it after your third step. But basically, you listen to your sponsor. You only tell people to do what you've done. But yeah, have a host of friends. This experience you must not miss. We know you will not want to miss it. Frequent contact with newcomers and with each other is the bright spot of our lives. Or you could stop before that chapter. It's only everything I have. All my best friends, like Jennifer and I, like all my people are you guys. It's my whole life. I don't want to miss that, and then I don't want to eat again, and I want to be happy, and I want to not care about my genes. Then this is what we do. This is what we do. Or we can go back. What do they say? We'll happily refund your misery. And again, I tried it several times. I tested it out. So,
what page was that on?
What page is that, Jen?
I can't see it. Page 89, the first page of Working with Others, chapter 7. This is the AA big book. Can't you tell?
Yeah, mine has. That's duct tape.
It looks like this.
Gotcha.
So.
Yeah. First, the promises are of the 12. Every step has promises, and that those are the 12-step promises right up at the beginning, which is this is the Bible. That works and has worked for millions of people with all kinds of addictions.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, Stacy mentioned boundaries as well, which, you know, this is a really good practice with our boundaries, which, you know, like, we only share what we know. Like Stacy said, like, we were taken through the 12 steps. We're taking the sponsee through the 12 steps. And sometimes people need outside help. And, you know, it's not for me to say as the sponsor, but I can say, like, you know, I can't help you with your marriage problems, or I can't help you with your work problems. You know, I want to, of course. Like, I want to help you with everything. But then I would get burned out as a sponsor, and then resentments would build up, and then that's not good for my own recovery. So, you know, I, like, boundaries are hard for me. Boundaries, I think, are hard for a lot of people in OA, but it takes practice, and I can talk to my sponsor and say, how do I tell this person that, you know, I can't help them with this, or, you know, or that I can't talk for an hour every day, or whatever it is. So, like, it has to be, like, what works for me as well. Yes? Okay, thank you. I did want to read something out of Voices of Recovery, and I don't remember what it is, but it'll be a nice surprise for all of us. It has to do with this topic. So this is from October 20th. Let's see if I can read this. October 20th, Voices of Recovery. Just as a sponsor is not responsible for the sponsee's disease, neither are we responsible for his or her recovery. And that's from A Guide for Sponsors, page 12. As I grow in the program of Overeaters Anonymous, I need to recall how it was in the early days of abstinence. The pink cloud effect made me believe that everyone could do just as I was doing. After having several sponsees drop out of OA and others who found recovery in different ways, I came to the awareness that I was not in charge. Each person has his or her own path. I need to follow what is best for me and let go of other people's programs. So that is perfect for this next part of sharing, because, you know, I want my sponsees to be successful and I want them to have recovery and get the miracle. But what if they don't? You know, I can't take that on and be like, oh, it's my fault. Like, I said the wrong thing, you know, last Tuesday, and now they're out, or they're in relapse, or they're not going to meetings. Like, you know, I can share my experience, strength, and hope. I try not to share the problem. You know, like, if I'm struggling, that's for my sponsor. I mean, sometimes I do, just to share that I'm, you know, I'm human and, you know, I have issues as well. But I don't, like, I don't go overboard with that. Like, I might share in a you know, general way what's going on, but I don't say to them, you know, like, you know, I'm just about in relapse, or I'm, you know, I'm thinking about my too tight pants, or, like, I don't want to put that on a sponsee. You know, and sometimes, like, you get to have a relationship with someone where it is, you know, like, you know, for years, where, like, Stacy and I, like, I probably, you know, would have shared that with her, or you would have shared that with me at some point, but probably not in the first, you know, few months of being somebody's sponsor. You know, and there's something called the sponsorship inventory, too, which, you know, if I am a sponsor and I am having, you know, concerns or issues, there's questions that I can ask myself. Like, you know, what are my strengths and weaknesses as a sponsor? You know, given these strengths and weaknesses, where can my personal experience, strength, and hope be best put to use as a sponsor? In what areas would I like to grow as a sponsor? So, you know, like, I love doing the 12-day sponsorship. I think it's great. It keeps me in step one. I get to know newcomers. I get to be of service. Other people don't like 12-day sponsorship because, you know, it's too much, like, too much contact, or too many, you know, phone calls, or too much responsibility. And so it's, you know, it's whatever works for the particular person. Also, the way I sponsor is by taking somebody through the big book, because that's how I was sponsored. But that is, like, you know, an hour-long commitment every week. And not everybody has that time. So maybe, you know, maybe if somebody is sponsored differently, where it's like, you know, one phone call a day every day, you know, that works for some people, that doesn't work for some people. So it has to kind of work in your schedule as the sponsor, so that, again, so that the resentments don't build up, which leads me to eat, which leads me to relapse. Like, you know, I don't want to resent being a sponsor ever. What else? Yeah, just being of maximum usefulness to others. Can you think of anything else at the moment?
I was thinking, like, I don't do the 12-day sponsor. I'm so glad you said that. I mean, I have a couple times, but
I just found it like, oh, it was, you know. What I do want to share is I'm so grateful for a sponsor. I've had sponsors in 30 years. I'm friends with my sponsor. My sponsor online, found her again in Zoom from 36 years ago in San Francisco when I was thrown up in the park outside, wiped my hands off, and go in this little church at 7 a.m. before graduate school. She's still in program. She sends a thing out every day. It's pretty amazing. The sponsor I have had for like the last 25 years or so, what was huge for me is, yes, there are, you know, there are different ways. There's how, there's, you know, there's some different things. But she showed me some rules, which I really needed, because I just want you to love me. And so, like I said, I'm going to come in strong, I'm going to say yes to everything, let's go camping, da-da-da, or whatever, and then I'm going to start struggling, and it'd be like, this number has been changed, or whatever, you know? That doesn't work for me. And so the other thing about sponsorship is a lot of us have some problems with relationships, and so, but we don't know that because we're eating. And it's just because we have a big ass. That's all the only problem we have. Well, then we get abstinent, and it's like it doesn't work to say yes to everything. I love this thing about when you're abstinent, you work in the program, get ready to become not the best employee. That's a great sign of recovery. You might be going home. You might, like, my first job, I was, like, so scared, and everybody stays there, and they're all psycho, and I'd walk down the street of Seattle, and I would go to my noon meeting every day, and that was not done. It's what we do. It's also so much more fun, and it's total turtle in the hair. They'll be dead in the, you know, well, they'll just, I don't know what they'll be, but they're not happy. Things happen, and we just kind of turtle on by, you know? Because we learned this beautiful life of being good to ourselves. So the rules are, these are what she told me. These are not, most of them are in the big book, but she's, I don't give you little assignments that sound good. Like, you know what, I've been noticing this thing about you and your dog, and so I want you to do, or whatever. I only pass on what has been passed on to me that I have done. So that's why I sponsor out of the big book. If I've gone through a few different times and someone's taken me through whatever way, then I get to choose, and I can tell you. But I don't make stuff up. See, I didn't cuss. I don't make stuff up. I pass on what I pass on because it's worked for me, and all I have to give you is what's worked for me. And my sponsor is really clear about what the whole point is, and I don't know if we've said this enough yet. The whole point is, the thing that's not going to change is what Bill and Bob and Roland and these people started way back when, is even when it was the six Oxford tenets, that was like before the 12 steps, the sixth one was passing it on. And like, we didn't have sponsors in the big book, the word's not in the first 164, but like, who was Roland, you know, that found the other Billy Bob Ebby guy, who then went to Bill's, and then Bill had this priest, and then he wanted to drink, and he met Bob. We wouldn't have gotten there. Like, yeah, that's the whole we. Like, it has to happen. And what do? We take someone through the 12 steps that changed everything about us, that gave us a psychic change, a personality change, where today we do believe, think, say, practice, and live in a completely different way than when we got here. It's the same step. So I don't have a 7.5 that's sneaky. I do have step 0, which is this shit's got to stop. But it's not in here, but I was told that. It's the same thing. We take all the way through. And what's so hard for me is to stay on track. And so if I sponsor you, about month 3, I'll be like, all righty, I'm going to stop talking, and let's get back to the steps. And I will make an amends to you. And I just made one to 2 of my 4 sponsees. I did that thing again, where I get going and I'm like, you've got a mouse, I have a sponsor. Well, sometimes people have mice in their apartment and they want to talk about it and whatever, and I'll talk about it, and then it's like, oh, after a month of that, I'll be like, I messed up again. I fall short. I will fall short over and over.
character defect of mine is wanting to be your friend and help with the mouse problem. But you know what? I just remembered we're on step 8. And you did an awful lot of work in 4 and 5, so let's da-da-da-da-da. Last thing I'll say is I don't think I would have gotten weller. I get to work out with my sponsee and my sponsor how to be a woman in good standing or a man in good standing in this program. Because I can't believe I'm going to share this. Again, I go in strong. And when I was sponsoring Jennifer, which was really her sponsoring me, and then we're just in love with each other. And it's like, this person you never knew, we would have never met. And then they get boundaries. And you're like, oh my God, I've created a monster. So I'm the kind of person like, we're going to walk. Maybe I'll be there. Maybe I won't. Or I was going to be there, but now my belly hurts, you know. And then I'd be like, call her, like, I'm not there. And then finally one day she's like, it's okay if I show up. Now I ask. She's like, well, you know, I noticed, you know, I don't remember how she said it. It was so lovely. I noticed that, you know, and I, you know, I have, you know, things that I need to do, and I'm going to work and stuff. So I'm thinking that maybe we shouldn't walk for a while. And I'm like, oh, what? And we worked through that. And then I was able to say, I'm like, thank you. Thank you. And it was really hard to not walk for a while. But then when I wanted to re-up and walk, I had to be really clear. Am I going to show up all the time like a woman in good standing? And because we have our relationship in these 12 steps can hold this and teach us stuff. And you know where that transfers to? Marriage, parenting, food, you know, all this stuff. So I have chills. I hope you have chills because you don't want to miss this. It's not, and if it's not working or you're really struggling or you're overwhelmed, you call someone that it's working for and you're like, what was that thing again? And also figure out how many people you're going to sponsor, what works, 12, I mean, sorry, 2. I have 4 right now, but like I had 2. And then I know if someone comes over to a meeting and they were just in a car wreck and they're almost to lose their abstinence, I'm like, oh, I'll help you. I have 2 right now, but let me help you find someone. Put them in your little arm and then you go around and you're like, how about this one? You know, we don't leave each other, but I got to have boundaries. I'm going to go down with you. So obviously I could talk for days, but we wanted to do, you tell them what we wanted to do. Jennifer had this great idea.
Okay.
Walking later?
Yeah, sure. We're walking again. Well, it's funny, you know, I never know what comes up with Stacy, but I didn't know she was going to tell that story, but what I want to share about that, I mean, like, that was, like, the hardest conversation to have, right? Like, you know, I'm not going to schedule a walk with you anymore, like, for the time being. But in my old life before program, I would have never talked to that person again. Like, they were dead to me, which would have been such a loss. I mean, honestly, like, oh, she doesn't show up for walks? I can't be friends with her. Like, I was so black and white, right? And so, you know, a lot of people were dead to me before program. So that's a gift of the program, too, is just having those relationships and working through those things. So what we want to do now, we're going to open it up to questions in a few minutes and sharing. But what I'd like you to do is to find somebody in the room that you don't really know and just talk for like 2 or 3 minutes about, like, what are your fears of sponsorship? What are your fears of being a sponsor? And then we're going to have questions and time for sharing. So go ahead and find someone. It can be somebody you know, but try to meet someone you don't know.